to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of my beautiful bride and I taking our first steps together as man and wife comes to us from Susanna Cincotti, who was kind enough to attend our wedding and to pass along this candid shot to us yesterday. Good morning. Due to the fact that I am on my honeymoon, the Cincottis and I agreed to take a week off from our Bible study, the Bible study with the Cincottis podcast. But wouldn't you know it? It turns out I still felt led in the spirit to share something on the blog and podcast this morning. And my wife, Tammy Lynn, encouraged me to share whatever the Spirit was leading me to share, because she understands the call on our lives to encourage others to pursue a life of seeking the Lord on the path of Christian discipleship. So today, even though I don't have anything prepared in terms of a Bible study, I am sharing a link to Ligonier's Ministries Bible Reading Plans for 2022 on mtforchrist.org as an encouragement to others to make a New Year's resolution to read the Bible. I have read through the Bible in a few different versions many times, and I know that it was God's Word that led me to move out of the darkness of the world's ways and into the abundant life of walking in the Spirit that I enjoy today. So it's my hope that my testimony encourages others to read the Word. I'm also sharing the Overcomer's Covenant and a daily prayer that come from Freedom in Christ Ministries as I use them as part of my daily prayers each morning, and I've wanted to share them on several occasions in the past but haven't gotten around to it. So here they are. The podcast may be different from the text as I modify it to personalize it to my prayers. The Overcomer's Covenant in Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, I place all my trust and confidence in you, Lord. I put no confidence in my flesh, and I declare myself to be dependent upon you, God. I consciously and deliberately choose to submit to you, Lord, and resist the devil by denying myself, picking up my cross daily, and following Jesus. I choose to humble myself before the mighty hand of God in order that you may exalt me at the proper time. I declare the truth that I am dead to sin, freed from it, and alive to God in Christ Jesus, since I have died with Christ and was raised with him. I gladly embrace the truth that I am now a child of God who is unconditionally loved and accepted. I reject the lie that I have to perform to be accepted, and I reject my fallen and natural identity, which was derived from the world. I declare that sin shall no longer be master over me, because I am not under law, but under grace. There is no more guilt or condemnation because I am spiritually alive in Christ Jesus. I renounce every unrighteous use of my body, and I commit myself to no longer be conformed to this world, but rather to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I choose to believe the truth and walk in it, regardless of my feelings or circumstances. I commit myself to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and choose to think upon that which is true, honorable, right, pure, and lovely. I commit myself to God's great goal for my life, to conform to his image. I know that I will face many trials, but God has given me the victory, and I am not a victim, but an overcomer in Christ. I choose to adopt the attitude of Christ, which is to do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, I will regard others as more important than myself, not merely look out for my own personal interest, but also the interest of others. I know that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Dear Heavenly Father, I submit myself to you as your child, and I declare myself to be totally dependent upon you. I yield my body to you as a living sacrifice, and I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I renounce the lies of the evil one and choose to believe the truth as you have revealed it to us in your holy word. Give me the grace and wisdom to resist the devil so that he will flee from me. I now commit myself to you, including my body, as an instrument of righteousness. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Okay, that's it for today. I encourage all who may be listening or reading this to keep walking and talking with God and to get to a local church today to worship the Lord. The missus and I will be praising and thanking the Lord for all he has done in our lives at Star Point Church in Clifton Park. Honeymoon wasn't any reason for missing church in our book, and we know the blessing that the corporate gathering of believers is in our walk of faith. Thank you for your support, and God bless you all.